John Jay and Rich, it's time for Breaking Bad News. Who are we talking to, Andy?
Yeah.
How long have you been talking to Andy Payton?
Oh, just a couple weeks now. A
couple weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. Andy, welcome. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Oh, Andy. Hey. I thought you were a guy.
Yeah, people think that before they talk to me on the phone, emails too.
I get the same thing, Andy, with a name like Kyle, so I feel ya.
Yeah.
So, Andy, you've been talking to Payton for a while. You got some bad news. Who's the person you're delivering the bad news to?
My cousin, Kimmy. And I am honestly just ready to get this over with because she is not going to be happy with me.
Oh, with you? So you're not just, you're not bringing the bad news. You're the reason for the bad news.
I am the bad news.
Oh, no.
Are you guys super close?
Yeah, we are super close. She married my cousin, like, 4 years ago, but she's honestly been around forever, so we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, I have a cousin like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's cool peeps.
That's nice.
It's weird, though, when she marries your cousin, so then she becomes your cousin, right?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I kind of love it, though, because it's like, you know, we're family now.
Well, it's like my niece married this guy, so does he become a nephew?
Yeah.
It's weird, because I call him, like, when I talk about him, I call him my nephew, but I started calling my nephew in-law, and then my wife's like, he's your nephew. It's funny because then I have this whole conversation like, oh, my God, your nephew? Is that your sister's kid? No, it's my sister-in-law's daughter. But that's never happened, but I have the whole conversation in my head.
Yeah, of course you do.
No one ever questions when I say nephew. But anyway, so this is your cousin you have to deliver bad news to. Now, the thing is, we're not asking you what the bad news is. Only Payton knows the bad news. So the fun part for us is hearing the bad news as we tell it, or whoever you pick, to tell it to your cousin. So we don't want to know the bad news, but is it pertaining to anything? Like, would your parents be upset at this? Is it going to tear families apart?
I hope not. I mean, I think it might create a little bit of a rift, but I'm hoping that everybody will move past it, forward, because, you know, I have my reasons.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever it is, it's a good thing, since you are the bad news, that you came to us, because whatever it is, you can't blow up too bad. But she's on the phone with us. Smart move. Very smart.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Okay. Well, hold on the line. We will get your cousin on the phone, and then you will pick who you want to read the bad news to your cousin, okay?
Okay.
All right. Breaking Bad News continues next. John, Jay, and Rich.
It's John, Jay, and Rich.
It's John, Jay, and Rich. We're in the middle of Breaking Bad News. We got Andy on the line. She's got some bad news she needs to deliver to her cousin, Kimmy. Only Payton knows the bad news. So, Andy, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, so you got to pick one of us to read the bad news. You got Rich, Kyle, Payton, and me, John Jay. It's sealed in an envelope. Only Payton knows what it is. So who do you want to read the bad news to your cousin?
I think Payton.
No!
It's a good choice.
Mm-hmm. No!
Strong.
It's a really good choice.
She reads good. She likes right. news.
All right, let's get your cousin on the line.
I do like bad news. Psych!
Let's get Kimmy on.
Hello. Hi, is Kimmy available?
Hi, yeah, this is she.
Hi, Kimmy. My name is Payton. I'm with John, Jay, and Rich, and we just wanted to talk to you on the radio really quickly if you got some time.
Sure.
Kimmy, we have this segment on our show called Breaking Bad News, and it's where somebody has bad news to deliver to somebody else, and they use our show to do it because research says if you have bad news to tell somebody or good news to tell somebody, if you do it with friends, it's easier to deliver and it's easier to take. And we have bad news to tell you. And if we do it all together, it'll be easier for you to receive this bad news.
Okay. I mean, this sounds cool, but like, doesn't sound that much fun.
It sounds cool, but not fun. Now, here's the thing. The person that has the bad news to tell you is your cousin, Andy.
Okay.
And Andy's on the phone right now.
Oh, okay.
You guys want to chit-chat for a second before we get to the meat and potatoes?
Hi, no, Andy. What's up?
Okay. Hey.
Okay.
It's like so awkward.
I don't want to chat. I don't want to tell her the bad news.
No, don't talk to me.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. Andy chose Payton to to tell you the bad news. So you got it right there, Peyton?
Yep, right
it's
here.
It's sealed in an envelope.
There is.
So, Kimmy, whenever you are ready, you say go. Peyton will rip open the envelope and just read you the bad news.
Okay, go.
Okay. Okay, so the envelope says, "Hey, Kimmy, I am so excited to see you this weekend, but I wanted you to know I am definitely not going to be at the big family party at Uncle James's. I love you. I just can't stand to be over there."
What? Why? Like, I haven't seen you in 2 years, and we usually spend time together all the time. What is this? Because of Brianna? Yes. I mean, why else would it be that? I'm not going over there. Like, I don't want anything to do with her until she apologizes. Like, I love you and I miss you, but I cannot be over there while she's there.
Who's Brianna?
Another cousin. Another cousin. We've got kind of a big family. I think you're being a bit dramatic, Andy. Like, it's not that serious. And this happened 5 years ago. You shouldn't let, like, her dictate when you spend time with the family.
You know, I really was hoping that you'd be kind of, like, on my side about this. You know, I know it happened 5 years ago, but she still hasn't apologized. She's, like, what, 15 years older than me? She is super in the wrong. I figured she would be a little bit more mature than she actually is. You know, every time I'm around, she acts like everything's cool and nothing happened.
What
and
happened?
To me, it's just, so my dad went on a trip with his friends over to Amsterdam, and he got a little carried away in the red light district, and my mom found out about it, and it was this whole thing. Like, it really kind of put a dent in their relationship, and, you know, they were going to get a divorce and everything. It was really bad for a while, but they ended up going to counseling and working through it, and it was, you know, something that Brianna was trying to be there for. I thought she was there for me to be kind of a support system during that time, but she spread that news to the entire family, and it was super embarrassing, and she acts like that was an okay thing to do, and it wasn't. And it's just like, it still stings 5 years later, because I told her a lot of things that I was going through at that time, and she just kind of shared it with the rest of the family. So it's just, it's almost like embarrassing for me to be around my family now because of everything she knows, everything they all know.
So your cousin told everybody that your dad, Red Light District is where the prostitutes are. Your dad hooked up with a prostitute on the Red Light District?
Yeah, it was like a couple.
He hooked up with a couple of prostitutes?
Yes.
Now, I will say this. The Red Light District, that is legal there. So is that cheating?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
That's cheating. That's your question.
Oh, my God. Well, Andy, I have a question for you. Like, was your cousin, was she drunk when she said this? Because I have a really big family. There's, like, my grandma's one of 10. There is a ton of us. And sometimes we drink, and there has definitely been times where stuff has been said and things and people have been put on blast. But it was just literally, like, drunk words or sober thoughts type thing. Is it something like that?
Yeah, I mean, she has kind of a drinking problem too. So that's also another reason why I don't want to be around her. She's just like, yeah, she was drunk when she said it, and she just kind of gets a little bit rowdy when she drinks.
But it's also true, because if she's not going to apologize, she's going to be like, yeah, well, it happened.
Right.
How did
what
it get out?
But for?
How did it get out that your dad was with prostitutes at the Red Light District?
It was like a Thanksgiving a few years ago, like that 5 years ago, Thanksgiving, and that's when she blurted it out.
How did she know? Like, how did you?
Because I told her about it. She and I were really close.
No, but who did your dad tell? Did he come home to your mom and go, "Man, get this"?
He has such a guilty conscience. My mom didn't tell me what kind of evidence she found in his bag, but there was something in his bag, and she confronted him about it, and
like a punch card, the 10th hooker is free.
Yeah, that'll get you every time.
Or like one of those cards that you get in Vegas.
Eight punches, two more punches, and I would have got a free hooker, hun.
Trying to save money.
I don't know what it was.
Wow. Man, those Dutch people, they know how to live.
I'm with you, Andy, though, because I am definitely in my mode and zone of cutting people off who don't serve you the way that they should be. And it doesn't matter, blood or not. Like, if you're not on the same level as me and on the same vibe with me, like, you can go, especially if they're family. Like, you don't need that drama. I'm with you on this one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad somebody is.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't talk to any cousins.
That's just because you're antisocial.
I'm surprised she doesn't just apologize. I mean, just the principle of having someone confide in you and then you going to blab it around, like family or not, it's like that's a wrong thing to do. You would think she would just at least realize, like, okay, you're right. I probably shouldn't have said those things you said to me in private that were just supposed to be between you and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I do wish that if we could redo this, I would have liked the letter when you ripped open the envelope to say, I'm not going to the party because Brianna told everyone that my dad slept with a prostitute on the red light district 5 years ago during Thanksgiving in Amsterdam.
That's what
I would have loved to. I would love to have heard Peyton read that. Okay.
Why? So we can take out the hey, Kimmy, and say that that's my life. And
that would have been a nice long apology to have Peyton read that.
I'm good.
All right. So anyway, Kimmy, that's why she's not coming to the party. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, maybe Brianna would be there to apologize if you show up.
Brianna's not going to apologize.
No.
If she hasn't already, she probably won't. But maybe there's another day, like, that you guys can hang out this weekend. That's not the same day as the party.
Kimmy, if you're at the party and Brianna shows up, maybe you could encourage her to apologize.
That's a good idea.
In fact, Kimmy, why don't you shoot a message to her later on today and have her come on the show and do Forgive Me Friday?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll drop a line.
Yeah, have her, but she has to apologize on our show, and she has to say the phrase, I apologize for telling everybody in our family that your dad slept with a prostitute in Amsterdam in the red light district on Thanksgiving 5 years ago.
Dot, a couple of them.
Yeah, we're down. See what she says. She might agree.
Yeah. If she does that, Andy, if she apologized to on our radio show, would you accept it and go to the party?
I would definitely think about it.
Is your dad going to the party? I guess, he's the one that's got to deal with it.
There.
Oh, see, dad's going. Big smile on his face.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, you guys, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Breaking Bad News, John, Jay, and Rich.